Cool. Hello, Leroy. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. This is Hotato from Stage Fright talking, and I'd like to have a quick conversation with you.
Oh, not a problem, not a problem.
Cool. To start it off, I understand that you are a celebrity at the data from South Africa.
I should think so.
So, how much data do you use in a month?
Oh gosh, no, hey. I think close to 40, 50 gig. Next year, next year, Rahasilaj.
So, at what point did it get to 40, 50 gigs in your career? How many, again, 1 year ago, 2 years ago, or?
When I got introduced to Pornhub.
Oh, okay. Kanten dwo se tu hulile you are not like the rest of us. Kanali.
I mean I have to I post videos and I work on my phone obviously. Sometimes I'd have to look at other people's videos for inspiration, or the new trending thing because I have to keep up all the time. And it gets difficult if you don't have data, obviously. So I had to make amends, buy myself data and then get a barking a router and then fiber. There's different types of ways. So get
Okay, and what's your favorite network, most of the?
Am I please don't make me answer that.
Oh, okay, cool.
Sure.
Konje body sponsorship, so I don't know lata
No, I bump at the Brian.
lata. Gotcha.
Sure.
Yeah, interesting stuff. So, how did you start out?
At first, I mean, it was. I always like to entertain people, so I did. Well, you see, I'm looking at TikTok now, and what they're doing. Me, I used to do that in 2010, so they just decided to create a name for it, and they call it TikTok, which is some. I don't understand TikTok. I won't lie. By me saying that is the fact that I feel like you're taking my material and you're re-saying it, and I just feel like we've got enough time. We're on lockdown. You've got enough time to be creative as you can be. You know what I mean? So I have no interest, absolutely no interest at TikTok. That's besides the point. So I did these videos 2010, and then they only started trending 2018, if that's correct. Because the funny ship is now 2 years old. And yeah, so that's how it started. And I've been trying to keep up. I'm hoping that I am consistent. So yeah.
So, but what is it that happened in 2010 that got you to say, okay, irrigate a video, get to get a Mr. Bean, and then it went over that part of it?
And then you feel like you can do something with your time, but you just don't know what. So I was like, I do Eric is having video and I can not taste. And then come coffee. It was boredom. Yeah.
Interesting stuff. I think you are one of the few people or few artists in the country I actually respect. I think I've watched your videos over the years and top-notch content. Let me give you that.
Thank you. Thank
And
you.
yeah, as you're saying, consistency is it. I don't know if I can say this about anyone who's been creating content for 2 years, right? But it like most of them after the first month or original unsubscribe, but yeah, you've been on my timeline for the longest, and then I'm like, okay, cool. Well, let me see what's happening today, or let me see what's gonna happen next week. And I give you that, right? And I see now you're spreading out because I saw you first on Facebook and then you're also spreading out more Twitter, Instagram, and you get followers on all these platforms. How the hell do you do
I become myself. There's nothing better than being yourself. I think at some point, when I did these videos, so the followership was like sitting on, say, 50K. They support, I won't lie. And then I said to myself, you know what? I'm going to choose a specific month where I'm just going to do Nigerian videos. And I want to see how big it would be. Nah? Mm-hmm. So I said, because obviously, so I feel like sometimes they don't allow you to grow. Mm-hmm. So within that month, like, a lot of threats as to, dude, we'll unfollow you because we don't know what you're doing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's imagine people saying that to you. And I said to myself, I won't stop because I have a bigger picture. I get to win South Africa for the rest of my life. You know what I mean? Dog, I'm trying to spread out. I'm trying to move. That, because I feel like I feel like there's I can do bigger. I can do better. You know, I can be greater than this. And I feel like South Africa, I can't go with a humpy, but I hope push up, Mara, Kinaga, Des, once or again.
And Des, so far, for what you see.
Oh, what are you doing? I'm sorry. I feel like there they take artists seriously. It's what like it's such a big craft.
Okay, interesting. I personally don't ever want to go to America. Like, I see all these videos of people getting shot, and I'm like, hey, I look like that guy. If I was doing the same thing there, I'd probably been shot too. So, yeah, I wish you the best though, because what you're doing deserves to be seen by the world. And by the growth you've had, I'm quite sure that's exactly where you're going. It's just a matter of time.
Thank
you. I think one thing that I've seen over the years. Wait, what's your Nigerian name?
I really did not give her a Nigerian name.
What you mean? What type of animal am
I?
So, And your characters, my favorite, I think, is Ketep of it.
That's everybody's favorite.
Yeah, and you have actually made a number of skits. Okay, I feel like every time I'm like, oh, Ketep, I end up laughing regardless of what's happening. But the skit that's coming to mind now is the prison visit skit. Recorded that specific one.
You know what happened? I was chilling with some guys, and most of them have been in prison. And when I'm saying in prison, I mean like giddy what in? My level gata, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
About gata, yeah. So they were telling stories, and I found it very interesting. And I was like, imagine if I can do this and then recreate what they're telling me and then into a skit. And I was like, I'm going to do it. And I did it.
Well done. Well done.
Thank you.
Netflix has to see that and turn it into a full series.
Sure.
Netflix is if it's in South Africa. So right now, I'm kind of a free trial. If I'm going to go to the hospital, I'll probably learn.
As well.
So then I see you there, goody Asia, the Ningning, about translating like as China.
Imagine. You know when we keep on talking about this, it's only now suddenly that I realize what I'm doing. I'm doing good. I only realize it now. Wait.
Yeah.
I forgot. I remember this one time Neriaku Ziraspe. So we stopped at the town and then we Neriagadi chips with buns because we eat, obviously. So then this Asian lady, Alarikona, it's you. I'm not getting. It's you, it's me, what? So give me a pillow because give me out. I was shocked. I was like, oh, well, well, damn.
So, cool, as soon as you drop a video of yourself speaking in Chinese, keep petogitu.
Aye, well, I won't let Naruto get corona on the regular list. I'll spoke and go, my brother. I get the blame.
No one around that. Yeah, America, number two, get China. What, like, number two?
Yeah, Brian.
Okay, I'm about to go. So, I had another question. My memory in a long time sometimes. So, yeah, the format I usually go with on this podcast is basically looking at the art, looking at the process behind the art and the platform you choose to play the stuff in. Right? So, we do know that the Funny Chef, it's in the name, is a chef, right?
Yes.
But on the chef side, apart from pictures and events, I haven't seen much of your work. When even now, I haven't seen much of your recipe. Maybe Funny Chef would have put our space cookie receipt out.
So, with the recipe pizza again, I don't usually say, here's a recipe or whatever. I post my food because I want you to see that, listen, this chefing thing is a real thing. You know, this is what I do. So now what's happening because of the lockdown is that brands are knocking and they're saying, please cook with this so that so brands are knocking saying, here's a brand, here's a product, I mean, cook with it and create a recipe. So I'm doing that. So they're just not out yet. Well, we're still editing, we're still doing this, and that's what I was waiting for. That's the part where I wanted to make my money. So I'm not just going to throw my recipes around. You know, I'm making you laugh already, and it's for free. You know what I mean? So can what I went to school for give me that mind? And that's the cooking part.
Okay. No. What you said?
Yeah.
Woosa.
Thank you, man.
It was one name, the whole series or the whole videos or content.
Soon, because we already. We shot the content, and we're just waiting for confirmation from client, and then we're throwing it around.
Okay, I know. Wish you all the best. And cool. Another format of the show is basically fears. Like, what then is the scariest thing that you've ever had to deal with as the Funny Chef or as Le Wuhan?
The scariest thing is. You see, most how I am. I talk whenever I want to, rather, and my voice is very deep. So sometimes it comes across as if I'm fighting. And that time I was just sharing a joke or I was just saying whatever came to mind. And men have a problem with women like me. Women who speak their mind. Women who are able to say no. Or I don't like this and I'm not going to do what you're saying. And I'm not going to move for you because... You didn't ask me nicely, you know. They feel like Ovatella, so I almost every time get into a fight with men. You know what I mean? And that being said, because I stand for what I believe in. So if don't have the braya, it is sorry or iri agawona or something. Just don't give me attitude. You know, and then at first, and then it's one of those things that but if it was a nigga, it was going to be very different, you know, because you don't know who this guy came with and who he is, so you're just going to say sorry just for the sake of peace. But because I'm a woman and you realize, well, okay, you're not going to get in my pants because I'm not the sexy type, I'm not yellow, I'm fat, so you just basically give me a middle finger saying, well, let's just move right along. I don't handle that shit well. I really don't, because if you are not Brian, I just sorry. And if you feel like I'm loud or I'm paper because voice like I'm out, then address it, but address it quietly. You know, and then feeling then you wanna play Hulk. One understand. Mm-hmm. So it's scary when you get to that part where okay, we are here and there's bottles everywhere and there's guys there. If I piss this guy off to the extreme, this guy might follow me home. And mm-hmm. he might beat me to a pole, or he might do whatever. I'm a woman at the end of the day. Well, I understand, but it just frustrates me how you can't speak your mind as a woman because men feel like they're entitled. Well, mm-hmm. That's it.
Definitely hear you. And yeah, I think at the end of the day, it's a sad reality in South Africa. Gender-based violence. Is really we are the capital, whether we like it or not, and whether or not we deny the fact, right? And most of the time we deny the fact, and a person just for saying that they acting in that specific manner. So
true,
hopefully
true.
You never have to deal with any of that ever again.
I hope so.
Data 50 gigabytes per month. So I can imagine you can get a money clap on the VIP da or ticket. The other thing I like to talk about then is what you're doing on Facebook. What you've been doing on Facebook for the past 2 months. So past month, ever since Corona started. Your sure. discussion.
So sometimes we all run out of jokes or content, mm-hmm. rather. And then mm-hmm. you find that sometimes I just don't feel like taking videos. You know, because there comes a point where you just emotionally drained. And being emotionally drained, you can't be proactive, you just can't. Mm-hmm. Well, so if they get this month or rather this week, I'm not gonna post any videos. They can habangalabangale but I born. So then I'm like, okay, let me keep them busy. You know, let me keep them busy. So this one time I had it was a discussion. Yeah, what's the most scariest thing you've ever seen when it comes to paranormal things? You know what mm-hmm. I mean? This could be a thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So the next morning, I'm like, I ask another question and people follow. And then I was like, okay, fine. Okay, I can see we are all communicating. This is going to be great, but this is not for now. There will come a time. Mm-hmm. So I kept on doing the videos. And then as soon as they said lockdown, I was like, I am not going to post a video every day. What I will do is create a platform for people to talk about their problems, how they feel, and how they can change it, you know? And I'm going to ask one question and ask it again the next day differently so that Baska Fila Hore Ratapele Hano, because I'd ask Flopo question mark and people would talk. I'd come back the next day begin, what drove you to insanity? And people would talk, you know? And I'm like, okay, this is to get things off people's chest and we're going to mm-hmm. do that. You know what I mean? Because we are going through so much, especially with this pandemic, because they're abused where they are. They can't leave because of lockdown. Wrong understand. Some people don't have food. They've been promised food parcels, but they haven't been getting any. So people would come and they would DM me, hi, Levo, that's why I created that topic. It wasn't even a topic. I said, if you can help, help. If you need help, comment. And don't be anonymous. We are here to help you. And people started helping each other. I remember a lady donated 10,000 and gave 10 families 1,000. You know what I mean? People were buying each other electricity. And it was just a beautiful thing to see. So as much as we can say we're influencer, but be an influencer for a reason. There's more to life than Gucci shoes or whatever, expensive things. There's just more to life. Because not at the end of the day, we lived. We've seen, you know what I mean? I'm Nahana Unzingwana Osnadi Azangaka Hola to a point where I had people, my friends, Bailonghori, they didn't eat, and you can tell. One understand. Mm-hmm. So if I turn a blind eye montung ebiao, then what does it make of me? Well, understand. Nagong hamudimo out feel opportunity we very gise right. If you notice my jokes, I never speak about people. I never diss other people. It's never that. It's things that we go through. I get 20 moto because you don't know horomoto oh we ma bang. Well, understand. So that's just one thing also that we're losing as a nation. This thing ya botho batho ba re toe bolela ba re motho ke motho ka batho, but batho sometimes aba mong people do it for the likes, for the following, for the retweets. I'm not about that life. Naga thusa mo ke thusa mo teng ka sa ne ke ra joke the next day ra topic. That's what I do, that's my brand. So tsetsa hore batho ba tle ba nyaka mpona ka di Gucci ka di college tse di dese ba tla ndrowa pila ba ka tla fela.
I know.
Sure.
Yeah, no. So, I remember last year sometime, or early this year, actually last year sometime, I sent out a tweet saying the funny chef is going to save South Africa. I was just randomly saying something that came to mind, and then it's like, every once in a while, I'm like, Evan, she's really doing this. But yeah, you're doing great, and I really like the things you're doing. But personally, I would like to see you prosper, like, and only for the reason that, it takes a lot to help people. And as you're saying, you get emotionally trained too emotionally trained to even make videos and content and stuff like that. And so there's a certain level of comfort that is required in a person's life so that, you know, their energy gets spent in a manner that they can easily do the things that they want to do without hitting that wall, yeah, exhaustion. And I wish you all the best, because once you get there, you can easily just, you know, put all the things in place so that all the things you want to do actually happen without you burning out. And the other danger, I think there's a lyric that says, "Who heals the healer man?" Right? On the days that you are exhausted, or who is there for you that to say, "Okay,
my girlfriend."
Oh la la, mwanamma. You sending her a shout out?
My girlfriend is always there, I won't lie. If anything, she tries, you know, everything. But she's the one that holds me down. And my family, dog, my sisters. So I've got two sisters, né? So whenever I go on Twitter and somebody says something negative, and I feel like, because it's not something that I do. So if this thing hurt me, I just call them up. I'll be like, guys, then I'm going to tweet and I'll log off. Bona, they are there to fight that battle. Hey, shame. Give a brasva.
Oba vota ga data. Hey,
my bra. If you don't get a bail, and I get 1 gig, 1 gig, Zayan or Raman. Taman on Tella Blight.
Okay, I know who we're not going to be. So, back to what you're doing on the Facebook side. I like what you're calling it. Oh, we like Levelville.
Yes, Levelville.
Is the name influenced by the fact that most people on the internet refer to Facebook as a village?
Oh, no. It's like, it was just somebody who said, I'm glad I'm back on Lebouville. And I'm like, Lebouville? I liked it, you know? And then I'm like, why that name? And then it's like, for her, it's a home. Okay, we are at the village, but it's not that type of a village, you know? It's a village where your emotions get to play, you know? Your soul is there. So you just throw everything there and you leave. You go to the burg. You know what I mean? So that's... I think you're right. It's a village, but a village where you get to vent, and then you get to leave your shit there, and then you can move back to your suburb. You'll come back when the burb is too much. Then you come back to the village. The village will fix you, because that's where we all come from, even though we are all in denial about it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. So, cool. Quick questions. Yes. What has been your favorite discussion in Libreville?
Oh, no. I don't know. I don't want to lie. I don't know. Oh, no. Confessions. Oh, who juicy.
And favorite anonymous confession?
I don't have a favorite. You are.
Okay, cool. Just say any general confession. Or there's nothing you want to put on record, on audio record.
Or... Nah, for now, no. Because I'd have to... Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, then, yeah, I think I've covered all the questions I have. I don't know. Do you have any questions for me?
No, I'm not a celebrity, so I get on up with you.
Okay, no. As you came through and made the time to have this chat, and yeah, I wish you all the best, all the wealth, and all the followers in the world may be where you are.
Thank you so much for having me, and I too wish you greatness. And why am I stuttering? I wish you greatness, and may.
Yeah, well, you just caught us sabotaging, and the fans of us are pretty silly. So, I'm just gonna post this as is. I won't edit anything out. Later, we are going to go to the toilet during an interview.
Please edit that one out. That one's gonna get me in shit.
Okay. I feel you on that, and I'll edit this discussion out too, because you know.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, cool. It's a pleasure.
Not in a sexual sense, sir. Don't be like that.
No.
Your voice dropped a little. I heard that.
Hey. Okay, let's go. Sharp.
Bye-bye.